Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And this week, we've been focusing on the divinity of Jesus, the belief that Jesus is truly God. And today, we're going to be taking a look at John chapter 8, verses 48 through 59. Here in John chapter 8, Jesus is in the middle of a discussion slash argument with some of the Jewish people and some of the religious leaders. And there were a lot of questions surrounding the identity of Jesus. They were wondering, who is this guy? And how is he able to perform these miracles? How is he able to teach the way that he does? And the Jewish leaders were trying their best to discredit Jesus. They wanted to undermine his ministry and undermine his reputation in front of the people. And so Jesus is responding to these religious leaders by telling them that they are illegitimate children, that they are not children of God, but they are in fact children of the devil, which of course you can imagine made them pretty angry. They were pretty upset about that. And so they respond to Jesus in verse 48 by saying this: "The Jews answered him, 'Aren't we right in saying that you are a Samaritan and that you are demon-possessed?' And Jesus responds by saying, 'I'm not demon-possessed, but I honor my Father and you dishonor me. Very truly I tell you, whoever obeys my word will never see death.'" So Jesus, he doubles down on what he's been saying. He does not back down here. And he makes this incredibly bold claim. He says that whoever obeys my word, they will never see death. Which of course set them off even more. Jesus is just pouring gas on the fire. He's getting them aggravated. And listen to how they respond. It says, "At this they exclaimed, 'Now we know that you are demon-possessed. Abraham died, and so did the prophets. Yet you say that whoever obeys your word, they will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham? He died, and so did the prophets. Who do you think that you are? How can you be making these kinds of claims?'" And then Jesus says this to them. He says, "Very truly I tell you, before Abraham was born, I am." And at this, they picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus hid himself, slipping away from the temple grounds. You see, Jesus's word choice here is incredibly profound, and it's easy to miss the statement that Jesus is making, because Jesus is echoing God's words back from Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, when Moses asked God whom he should say had sent him to deliver the Israelites out of slavery and into freedom. God said to him, "Tell them that I am has sent you." And the Jews would have known this. This is a story they would have grown up with. They were familiar with this account. So when Jesus used the words, "I am," they would have understood that Jesus's statement was a proclamation of his divinity. He was claiming to be God. There was no confusion around it. This was the claim that he was making. And you see, this is one of the key distinctives of the Christian faith. We don't believe that Jesus was simply a good man or a wise teacher or some sort of spiritual being. We believe that Jesus is God, that he is the second member of the Trinity. And we don't believe that there are many gods or multiple gods. We believe that there is one God who has existed eternally as three persons: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We believe that Jesus is God. And at Christmas, we take time to remember and celebrate that God came to dwell among us, that God stepped out of heaven into our mess, into our brokenness to save us. And so as we pray today, we just want to take time to remember and to reflect and to celebrate that God came to dwell with us, that Jesus is truly God. So Father, we thank you just for the reminder of this simple yet profound truth that Jesus is God, that Jesus is the Messiah. And as we are entering into this Christmas season, and as we are busy with our plans and our activities and all the things that we need to do, Lord, I pray that you would center our heart around the truth, the reality of Christmas, that God came to dwell among us. God, that you left heaven to save us. So Jesus, we love you, and we pray all of this in your name. Amen.